Today on VFN TV, we're going to hear from the man, Jim Caviezel, who played Christ in the movie The Passion, but he shares with a youth group about his whole journey, what took place. It's going to bless your heart right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, it's so good to be here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's always great talking to the tribe, as we like to call the VFN KB tribe, and we love hearing from you and interacting with you. Please continue to send us emails and reach out to us, because this encouragement means so much.
Somebody call you, so you can interact so much today, you know, with the technology and all that.
It's amazing.
We love it. Facebook, Twitter.
Of course.
On our YouTube channel.
You know, on our YouTube channel, and of course, VFNKB.com.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Listen, I don't know if you saw The Passion. I know you saw The Passion.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw The Passion. It was actually scarring, because we went in to see this movie like you see a movie normally, and we bought popcorn to go see this movie because we didn't know anything about it. Within 5 seconds of seeing this movie, you take the popcorn and you just kind of put it on the floor and you shoved it back. It was just like, it was such an amazing encounter, you know, with God and showing the reality, what the price of the cross, you know. Jim Caviezel is the one that played Jesus Christ in that movie. You're seeing him here, and Mel Gibson's the one that directed it. And it was just an amazing thing. You need to actually see The Passion. We left as a family and had to sit around the living room and kind of talk about what we saw. It was just such violence that took place on the cross. But when you understand that God loved us enough to take what should have happened to us, He allowed it to happen to His Son, Jesus. And so what we're really seeing when we saw that was an image of what our sin looks like before God, and that, you know, sin had to be punished. It had to be dealt with. And Jesus loves you so much that He took it. So if you haven't seen it, you got to see that. And just think about it when you see it. This is the punishment for sin, but Jesus took that punishment on for us. That's why we want to make Him the Lord of our life, so we don't have to take that punishment on.
Amen.
Well, Jim Caviezel is talking to a youth group here, and he's talking to them specifically about, you know, how Paul started off as, and as Paul, and he's a big one, right?
Saul.
Saul. You know, remember the Apostle Paul, his name was Saul before he was Paul. And Saul means the big one, right?
Great one, yeah.
The great one. And then Paul means
little one.
The little one, and how God humbles us to be able to use us. And he talks about his journey up into the point of how he ended up being called by Mel Gibson to be able to be in the movie The Passion. But this is prior to that. As a matter of fact, let's join him now.
The name Saul means great one. The name Paul means little one. While making this film, I learned that by changing one tiny letter, that we can become great in the eyes of God. But it requires us to be little. If we wish to be great. But this is the way of the saints. This is the way of the holy. And this is the way Saul became Saint Paul. Callings come when we least expect them. I remember mine vividly. I had this experience. I was 19 years old, sitting in a movie theater in my hometown of Mount Vernon, Washington. The movie had ended, and out there in the darkness, befriended only by my basketball in the adjacent seat, I had a sensation in my heart that made me think that I'm supposed to be an actor, that this is what God crafted me for, that this is what He wanted of me. Yes, my rational sense intervened. I knew nothing about acting, no agents, no managers. I can't memorize to save my life. Yet I had a conviction. I had a call. Cut to the spring of 2000. I was offered the role of Edmond Dantès in The Count of Monte Cristo. It was a new adaptation of the Dumas classic. It's a very stressful period. This is the first time I ever had to carry a film on my own, and here I was at what I long wanted to achieve, but I had no peace. Everything on that film was a battle. My character, Edmond Dantès, is unjustly imprisoned. While there, both in the book and in the film, he carves on the wall, "God will give me justice." And with all the odds set against him, this one solitary man is committed to freeing himself and vanquishing evil, even the evil within himself. There is a wonderful scene between Edmund and a fellow prisoner, a priest, played by the great Richard Harris. In the pit of self-pity, in a moment of real despair, while the priest is on the ground dying, he turns to Edmond and says, "Your final lesson, do not commit the crime you now serve the sentence for. Remember, God saith, vengeance is mine." And I look down to him and say, "But I don't believe in God." He says to me, "It does not matter, Edmond. He believes in you." And he does. God loves each one of us personally, and he is there for us, even in our darkest moments of despair.
I want to ask you right now, are you going through those dark times? Are you going through those times of testing that you're wondering, you know, where the light is in this whole situation? Well, Jim Caviezel's talking about, that's what it was like in that particular movie that he was playing. Although he also plays in the movie The Apostle Paul, he's talking about, you know, his own personal journey, and maybe that's yours. You know, maybe you need to share that. Listen, I want you to comment below. I want you to email us, let us know so we can be in agreement, praying for you. Our community can be praying for you. This is so important to understand that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death sometimes, it just seems like we're not dying, but the shadow of death is being cast over our vision, over our dream, over our life, over, you know, and we need help at a time like that. And I want you to reach out, you know, post below, comment, email us. We want to be able to pray with you and to be able to encourage you to understand there's light at the end of this tunnel. As a matter of fact, we get back from this break, John.
Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to hear Jim talk about this unexplainable random call that he gets from Mel Gibson to be asked to play Jesus in The Passion. You don't want to miss it. Join us, we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a terrible evil in the world. Darkness is spreading. I know you are suffering persecution. Faith is being tested. I know you question the way. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope, to bring light into this present darkness, and to remind us all how God changed a hateful man who will change the history of the world.
Luke, am I dreaming?
I'm here. Rome is stained with the blood of our brothers and sisters.
No!
This is what trusting God gets you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in the city.
I cannot fix their faith.
You can inspire their faith.
You risk people looking to me before Christ.
The day I heard you preach, my God, I saw Christ in you. There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Think that we are plotting an escape.
Write another word and I send you to whatever god you want.
Luke!
They've gathered men to overthrow Rome.
To what end?
Justice!
They want revenge.
No!
Why not?
Love is the only way. When the moment comes, you will have the strength to do what is right.
Your people died today.
This world doesn't know a thing about love.
Where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Can you imagine you're living your life, you're doing what you're doing, and you get a phone call. And on this phone call, somebody says, listen, we are putting a movie together about Jesus Christ, and we want you to play the Son of God. We want you to play Jesus Christ. Well, this actually happened to Jim Caviezel, you know, and he's sharing about this random call from Mel Gibson that called him up and said, would you play this? And this is a man now, since then, he was struck by lightning, he suffered from hypothermia, and he's only 49 years old and had open heart surgery. I mean, he has been under it, but listen to what that encounter was like. We're about to find out what it's like when somebody calls you up to play Jesus Christ. Here you go, Jim Caviezel.
After shooting Monte Cristo, I inexplicably get a call from Mel Gibson. My agent didn't call, my manager didn't call. I didn't know Mel Gibson. I wasn't politicking for the role because nobody knew it was happening. Mel Gibson wants me to play Jesus Christ. He wants the guy with the initials of JC, who just happens to be 33 years of age, to play Jesus Christ. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Is your life a coincidence? Or is it all just a chance? Some of you may be miserable right now, confused, uncertain of the future, hurting. This is not the time to back off or to give in. When I was up there on the cross, I learned that in his suffering was our redemption. Remember, the servant is no greater than the master. Each of us must carry our own cross. There is a price for our faith, for our freedoms. I have been literally scourged, hit by the whips, crucified, struck by lightning. Yes, open heart surgery. That's what happens after 5.5 months of hypothermia. One day, during the shoot, my arm was wedged under that heavy beam. When someone yanked it in the other direction, my muscles wrenched, my shoulder separated. I fell to the ground, dropped my head into the sand. This take now remains in the movie. In the later part of the film, Jesus experiences a shoulder separation. Well, I now know what that felt like. Every day I had to pick up that thing. It was like a penance. It ripped into my shoulder, tearing at my flesh. And with each passing hour, it got heavier. But had this been shot in a studio, you never would have seen that performance. The suffering made my performance, just as it makes our lives. Some of us now, and you know them, embrace a fake Christianity. where it's all happy talk. I call it happy Jesus and glory. Guys, there was a lot of pain and suffering before the resurrection. Your path will be no different. So embrace your cross and race toward your goal. I want you to go out into this pagan world. I want you to have the courage to step into this pagan world and shamelessly express your faith in public. The world needs proud warriors animated by their faith. Warriors like St. Paul and St. Luke, who risked their names, their reputations, to take their faith, their love for Jesus into the world. God is calling each one of us, each one of you, to do great things. But how often we fail to respond, dismissing it as some mental blurb. It is time for our generation now to accept that call, the call of God urging all of us to give ourselves entirely to Him, to see that gentle hand guiding your path. But you first must make the commitment to start praying, to fast, to meditate on the Holy Scriptures, and to take the Holy Sacraments seriously. For we are a culture now in decline. If people in danger of succumbing to our excesses, our whole world is entrenched in sin. And there in the quiet of our hearts, God is calling out to us, each one of us, to give ourselves entirely to Him. And how often we ignore Him, ignore that sweet call. The great saint of Auschwitz, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, said that indifference is the greatest sin of the 20th century. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is the greatest sin of the 21st century as well. We must shake off this indifference, this destructive tolerance of evil. But only our faith in the wisdom of Christ can save us. But it requires warriors.
This is so powerful.
Yeah,
you know what he's saying, you know, that we're talking about the 20th century, but really the 21st century is...
It's the same thing. It's indifference.
And, you know, and think about indifference. A lot of people hear the word, they don't think much about it. But what it means is it doesn't mean anything to me. Up,
yeah,
it doesn't
deal,
mean down,
whatever.
Doesn't make me happy or sad. This is the creator of the universe who loves you so much that He gave His Son to die for you. His Son, Jesus, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life for you and for me. And then He got on the cross to take the punishment of our sins for us. I mean, that beating and that whipping and the, you know, the lashes and the horrific crucifixion was for us. How can we not be passionate? This was called the passion about what God did. It's all about what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to overload you with so much information, so much this and that, so much fiction that looks real, you know, movies that are generated to, you know, CGI and all that, makes it look like it's actually happening. But those are movies. This is real. God gave His Son for you and for me. He paid the price. How can we take that lightly? How can we take sin lightly? You know, we have to understand that God loves you and has a plan for your life, and He's passionately expressed that through His Son and dealt with a sin issue on His Son. Your sin issue, mine sin issue. If we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, and what you have to do, you have to say, I do understand now, God, that's what You did. You sent Your Son and He died for my sins, and I want to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life. That's what you want to do. That's all He's waiting for. And when you do that, Jesus steps in at that point and says, He's mine. You're covered by the blood of Christ. As a matter of fact, we share some of our stories, how we made our decision for Christ at meetmyfather.org. You can see it here on your screen, meetmyfather.org. You can read about some of our stories. We'd love to hear about yours as well.
In fact, you can do the same. You can take this moment right now and give your life to Jesus. You don't have to wait till tomorrow, but maybe you're like Jim and God's calling you to leave something behind, sin, a lifestyle, and to give it all for Him. Maybe He's calling you to move in your mountain, your sphere of influence, whether it's in education or in business or in government. It's going to cost you something like it costs Jim, but you're saying, this is my definitive moment to serve God, to give Him my life, because He already gave His life for me. Listen, we want to hear about it. Leave your comments below. How are you being challenged by Jim's message? What are you going to do? We're doing this together, and as we pay this collective price and really just give the Lord our lives, we're going to see a beautiful harvest on the face of this earth. Do it. Greg, what's next?
Well, I'll tell you what's next. It's going to really touch your heart. He talks about, Jim Caviezel talks about, it's going to take warriors. It's going to take warriors to be able to bring this to pass, and God's sending us out as warriors. Join us after the break.
We talked last time about the flighty, disorganized children who absolutely refuse to do assigned schoolwork. Let me share some thoughts today about that underachieving child. First, these kids are not intrinsically inferior to their hardworking siblings. Yes, it would be wonderful if every student used his or her talent to best advantage. But each child is a unique individual, and kids don't have to fit the same mold. Besides, the low achiever sometimes outperforms the academic superstar in the long run. That's what happened to Einstein, Edison, Eleanor Roosevelt, and others. So don't write off that disorganized, apparently lazy kid as a lifelong loser. He or she may surprise you. Second, you will never turn an underachieving youngster into a scholar by nagging, pushing, threatening, and punishing. It just isn't in him. If you try to squeeze him into something he's not, you'll only aggravate yourself and irritate the child. Third, stay as close as possible to the school. Your playboy isn't going to tell you what's going on there, so you need to find out for yourself and seek tutorial assistance if necessary to keep him on track. Fourth, your child lacks the discipline to structure his life. Help him generate it. Fifth, having done what you can to help, accept what he does in return. Go with the flow and begin looking for other areas of success for your child.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are joining Jim Caviezel. He's speaking at a youth conference, and he's talking. This is the man that played Jesus Christ in The Passion. He's also in the movie The Apostle Paul. You got to go see that movie as well. And he's sharing his heart, and he's talking. He's giving a charge to these young folks, and it's for all of us, the charge is. And he's talking about it has to be warriors. It has to be the warrior mindset, to be not like violence, but in regards to being bold for a testimony and loving folks and doing everything that Jesus says. As a matter of fact, this is Jim Caviezel right here.
But it requires warriors ready to risk their reputations, their names, even our very lives, to stand for the truth. Set yourselves apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. You weren't made to fit in. You were born to stand out. For in our country now, we are only too happy to go with the flow. We have a shrine to freedom now, where all choices are equal no matter what the consequences are. Do you honestly think this is true freedom? Pope John Paul the Great said, democracy cannot be sustained without a shared commitment to certain moral truths about the human person and the human community. The basic question before a democratic society is this: how ought we to live together? Seeking an answer to this question, can society exclude moral truth and moral reasoning? Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. That is the freedom that I wish for you. Freedom from sin. Freedom from your weaknesses. Freedom from this slavery that sin makes out of all of us. That is the freedom that is worth dying for. It reminds me what Mel Gibson first intoned in his Academy Award-winning film, Braveheart, when he said to his ragtag army, and I say to you tonight, I see before me a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have come to fight as free men. Free men you are. What would you do without freedom? Would you fight? This man says, no, we'll run and we'll live, yeah? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live for at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the years from this day to that for one chance? Just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that you can take our lives, but you can never take our freedom. Every man dies. Not every man truly lives. You, we all must fight for that authentic freedom and live, my friends. By God, we must live. And with the Holy Spirit as your shield and Christ as your sword, may you join Saint Michael and all the angels in sending Lucifer and his henchmen straight right back to hell where they belong. Saul means great one. What does Paul mean? Little one. So if we wish to be great in the eyes of God, what do we need to be little? What do we need to be? Sorry. Little. May God love you and keep you and guide you all the days of your life. And I don't see you here. I can't wait to see you in heaven. I love you. God bless you. Fight hard.
This is powerful. This is Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus Christ in The Passion. He played in the movie The Apostle Paul. You got to see it. This powerful statement is, you know, you're not called to blend in. You're called to impact the world. Think about that. And that's one way we want to help you do that at VFNKB. Go to VFNKB.com and we're, you know, together, we're better together. You know, your success is our success. Our success together is kingdom success. It's the kingdom of God will be preached to all, then the end will come. And it's just so important, these powerful words that he's saying to these young folks. He's saying, listen, we need to step out and we need to actually be the light that God's called us to be. I want to say that one more time. I know we got to close right here. And I want to pray with you. You're not called to blend in. You're called to impact the world. I want to pray with you right now. We want to hear from you. Comment below, email us, right. What is your thoughts towards this? Father God, we just thank you for Jim Caviezel. We thank you, Father God, for our community right now. We just bless them. We speak healing over their bodies. We just speak charge over their call, Father God. We just speak light over their expression, Father God. And we just say, rise up and be what God's called you to be, God. And we just speak by faith and we decree that abortion has ended in America, that great awakening is here in America, and revival is here. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing more beautiful than family. I know you may have had some difficult experiences in your natural family. A family reunion might put chills up your spine. But listen, the family of God is not like that. When you find out that you get around a family who honors their Father, who honors Father God, who have in common their loyalty to Jesus Christ and a desire to follow his ways. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches. You may have tried everything, but it's time just to be.
It's time to be the church. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you're ready to take the step and again say, you know what? I believe that I can be family, the family of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's for you. Go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.